أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمن الصلاة وآتين الزكاة وأطعن الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. And stay within your homes and not make a display like the former days of ignorance, and establish regular salah and zakah, and obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala only intends to remove from you the stain of sin and dirt over the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to purify you and make you spotless. And remember what is being recited to you in your homes, the verses and the words of Allah Ta'ala, and the words of wisdom, words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the finest of mysteries, and He is well acquainted. As explained earlier on, that the Azwaj Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, were not just ordinary women like the princesses or the queens of the day. This for them, they were not there for their elegance, their beauty, or they were not just self-centered for their own self-pleasure. Rather, they were the mothers of the believers, and being the mothers of the believers, there will be guides and leaders for all the women to come. So their lives had to be a perfect example. They must be exemplary in their conduct. Their taqwa must be of exceptionally high standards. Every moment of this must be calculated and worked out correctly to conform to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some guidance has been given to them. A reference is made to them in particular, for them being the leaders of all the believing women, but the application is general. It will refer to all. Like in the Quran, you'll find sometimes the address is made to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the application is not specific, it is rather general. So the application is general. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, and remain within your homes, and do not make a display of the former days of ignorance. Therefore the hadith has elucidated this and said that woman, al-mar'atu awratun, that she is to be concealed. So the one that has made her and designed her knows her place. Her place is to be a place of concealment. She can't be running around gallivanting the streets and the roads. Rather, she should be concealed. قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. So the hadith says it, that when she comes out of the home, the shaitan looks for ways to seduce people, to mislead people through her. Therefore, the hadith is warned that النَّظْرُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُونٌ مِنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسِ, that the sight and the glance is a poisonous arrow of Iblis. One is that the sight is an arrow, and then it is a poisonous arrow. An arrow in itself is fatal. It can destroy, it can kill. And if it is a poisonous arrow, then you can imagine what will be the consequence. So this poisonous arrow is aimed at the heart, at the spiritual heart, like when the physical heart has been shot, and it is fatal, a person has no life thereafter. So similarly is the case of the spiritual heart, when the spiritual heart has been shot, it has been attacked, then there is no motivation left. The spirituality, that righteousness, and the motivation to do good, the morale to be righteous that is killed. Now it is an effort to come to the masjid. It's an effort to do righteousness. It is an effort to recite the Quran Sharif. It's an effort to conform to the sunnah. It is an effort to refrain from the wrong. It is an effort to keep away from haram. Why? Because the spiritual heart has been attacked. There is no spirituality left now. It is totally destroyed. So that righteousness and the drive towards righteousness is killed within you. So this is a result of not practicing this hadith, that his sight and the glance is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Therefore, the hadith has warned that La'an Allahu al-Nazira wal-Manzoor, that both the one that is looking is taking wrong glances, and the woman that is not careful of herself in her concealing herself, leaving her home without valid reasons, or not dressing herself correctly. She was supposed to be dressed up correctly when she left out the home. When she left the home, then she should be dressed in a clothing that is totally unattractive. No attraction whatsoever in her walk, in her clothing. Her clothing is of such fabric that it is not see-through, it is not thin, it is not attractive. Person looks at her also, he is disinterested totally. So this is the type of clothing that she should be wearing. So the one that looks and takes the wrong glance, he is under curse. And the woman that is being looked upon, she is under curse as well. So when you are under divine curse, then nothing can work out right in your home. The home is not right. Your relationship with your husband, your children is not right, because you are under divine curse. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. Then the steps that have been taken to guard this woman and to guard people's iman. Hadith says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Quran Sharif says, men are being addressed differently and women are addressed separately. Both need to lower their gazes. A special command directed to women, and a special command directed to men, that lower your gaze, don't look at them. So she's only allowed to cover her face, to open her face or her hands in the presence of her husband or the relatives that she may not marry. She may uncover the face or the hands. So the man is asked to lower his gaze. The woman is asked that she must also lower her gaze. Then again, the hadith speaks about her coming to her masjid. The better place for her is the innermost portion of her home, the closet now that we have nowadays, the innermost portion of her home where she is totally concealed. This is the place that is most virtuous for the performance of her namaz. That namaz of hers would be even more rewarding than if she had to perform that namaz in the masjid, not just any ordinary masjid, in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi being the imam, and the sahaba ikram being in the congregation, then too it would be more rewarding, and more virtuous for her to perform her namaz in the innermost recess of her home. Then, again, there are instructions about the glance, that don't enter into people's homes without permission. Then don't peep into their homes. Then, instruction that don't even greet women, especially those that are a little bit attractive, perhaps under the age of 70, where there is some type of an attraction in them, then don't even make salam to them. If they have to greet, don't return to their salam. All these are supposed to be guarding our iman and our faith. Then the hadith again commands that don't seclude yourself with a woman, either in a motor car, either in a lift, either in a flat or a room, but don't ever be secluded in an office apartment. You do not know what will strike at which moment. You seem to be perfectly normal, and you are just related to each other just because of work, but because of the close proximity, what can happen to your heart, what can happen to your mind, how your thoughts can just capsize for that moment. You do not know. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you ever be secluded. Because if you are secluded with a woman, then the third person is shaitan. And he can cause you to flip in a flash of a moment. You can just turn your whole heart in the opposite direction. Then again the hadith says that don't speak to women. If they have to be spoken to, then let it be with the permission of the husbands. So you don't speak to them directly. Yes, if it is for some important reason, like for example a medical reason, she needs some solution in her life, with the permission of her husband, then she may speak to a stranger. Otherwise she is not supposed to be speaking to any strangers. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاءَ. So these are all the requirements of parda, modesty that is required of a woman, together with this, her performance of namaz, doing charitable work, and always being in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what about the wahi and the revelation that is recited in the homes, in their homes, more in particular their homes, and in Muslim homes in general? وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى. Then make a mention of this. What is being recited, the book of Allah Ta'ala, the words of wisdom of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then these are the things that's supposed to be done on a continuous basis in every home. That is the recitation of the Quran and the Mubarak wordings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we know as kitab reading. So this comes out clearly in this verse. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. To say that I am applying it myself, this is not sufficient. When you say وَذْكُرْنَ, it has two meanings. One is you talk about it, in other words, within your home, you talk about it, and you talk about it to people in general. You cannot get away saying, no, I apply it upon myself, and this is sufficient. No, this is your own explanation of the Quran. The Quran Sharif is saying, Uskurna, then you talk about it within your home and talk about it to people in general. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, that is known as the most versed person in halal and haram in the Sahaba ikram, then he had kept away a hadith. Perhaps he felt that people may misconstrue the hadith, they may not understand it correctly. But then when he approached his death, then he spoke about the hadith, the Athuman, perhaps that I conceal this, I'm concealing some information. So whatever you know about Allah and His Rasul, you talk about it and you practice it upon, practice upon it yourself. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. Through this whole process, that you are going to keep your modesty, your shame and respect, and you'll observe your namaz and zakat, always obedient to Allah Ta'ala and adhering strictly to the sunnah, and doing ta'lim in the home with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. What Allah Ta'ala wants, يُذِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسِ. Through this process, He will remove all the stain of filth and sin from you and purify you and make you spotless. Who of us don't wish that the moment you touch the grave, you are purified from all wrong and you are spotless standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq.